Carmen, you got any extra toothbrush? Who are you texting? What's going on now?
I'm not texting anyone. I'm emailing.
Who are you emailing?
Dear mom,
I should be home to see Lane in just a couple of weeks.
I'm not going home.
What are you emailing?
I'm emailing my daily picture.
To who?
To Buck and Kayla.
How long does that take? You've been texting since we started talking to Jerry.
Well, I've been editing my photo.
Oh, man. That should probably take a while. That'll take a while. I get it now.
Oh, cool. Yeah, you gotta put a bunch of filters on.
I would say you can turn off my mic anytime you want. This is.
Why would we turn off your mic? you're so easily annoyed today. What's wrong with you?
Also, we really do have to get to the bottom of her being able to go home and see her new nephew. She is in fear of losing her job.
Grab the microphone. Come on, talk to me. What is that true? Is that true?
Yeah, I'm not going.
Because of that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because you think that Mike's going to have the girl that he said is super hot and has a great personality come in?
No, because I don't want to be annoyed for the next 2 months. I mean, Rob literally quit the after show because a couple of tweets he got.
Oh, now it's Rob's fault.
I actually quit Twitter, too, because of it.
Yeah, so, exactly. And, I mean, I just mentioned going home, and you guys are all like, oh, well, we're going to replace you. Oh, we're bringing someone in. Oh, really? You think
you
can go home?
No. We didn't say any of that.
I mentioned it one time, and you already had a field day with it. So it's just like,
this show sometimes... It needs to have like a girl's opinion. There's too many guys in here, and it sounds too duty. So
duty.
See, girls wouldn't say that. Only guys say that. So I thought, if you're gone, we should have at least a female voice in here. Now my choice is to pick from the women in the building. I obviously can't take Kayla because she's on Drew's show. I don't want to take Kelly because it's going to turn into Kelly and Spanish stuff. I'd love to take Brittany, but then the whole show would be like, "Hi, Brittany, how you doing?" So the obvious choice was somebody that some girl that I know that I think is the next big superstar on radio, and then going to give her an opportunity to just come on out here to test run it.
Right.
I'm
not going, so I don't.
But why aren't you going?
Because I don't want this conversation to happen.
Oh, man.
Before and after. I'd rather just not be annoyed and just go when you guys take time off. Hopefully I'll get time off then as well.
Do you think while you're gone, we'd replace you at Sporkle, and when you came back, you'd be like, okay.
I mean, that would suck too. I mean, there's like enough.
Do you think you're doing a good job?
I do.
You sucked. You didn't know what the hell you were doing. But wasn't it fun even though you were so terrible?
Oh. Now, this week in Sporkle.
This show started in 2012. It's still on today on HBO with Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Gellin, yeah. Why are you laughing? I don't know.
Louis.
Rude. That's what it is. An abnormal swelling due to fluid retention.
Hematoma.
No, it is... oh, God. There was a band. A.
Of course it was, but
it starts with an A.
No, it starts with an E. Edema.
Oh.
What is it?
E-D-E-M-A. Edema.
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 There was a band.
Edema. Edema.
No. Same thing.
We are done with Nicolas Cage. Now we will move on to George Clooney and his negative review.
Whoa. Rob, get a job back.
Shakespearean play featuring Prospero and Miranda. The study of the molecular compounds in animals.
Wow. That is this week in sport.
Yes.
I mean, you can have Rob back anytime you want. He's still sitting in here. So
I'm just reviewing.
I'm just letting you know.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you do me a favor?
What?
Can you go and see your nephew?
No.
Why? I'll buy you the ticket.
Carmen, here's the problem is...
If I don't go, then you can't have another girl in studio. Well, I know.
No, that's
what you're thinking.
She's already scheduled, though.
Yeah, she's going to be in here either way.
She took time off.
Okay. Well, then I guess you're going to have two girls.
Yeah, just like I always hoped.
Cool. Yep, exactly.
If I sign a paper before you leave, I, Mike Calta, will not hold this over Carmen's head that she went to visit her family.
Please.
I'm going to sign a contract.
She will not be replaced for Sporkle. She will not be replaced on the show.
Nor will we threaten her job.
how much money do I get if you break this?
You can say $10 million. Okay. I'll have Dom write it up, okay. And I will sign it on Tuesday.
Oh, deal. $10 million yes. Richer already.
No.
You cannot hold back.
By the way, you know I'd just have you killed.
Exactly.
There's no way. Yeah. But no, I'm Jesus telling you, yeah, like, I won't do it. I'm teasing you.
There is no way. There is no way.
All right.
Okay.
When you get back, you'll get to go swimming with Amanda at the Sharks.
Hey, good news. I won this at Jared's auction. You got any Band-Aids? Oh, that'll be fun.
Oh, yeah. So much
Carmen, we're going to do a stunt. We're going to be live in the tank during the show. Ashley will be here answering phones to cover for you. And we'll go. They got a microphone in your suit and everything. Perfect. Oh, my God.
See Ashley, is that her name, Ashley?
Did I say that?
Oh,
yeah. That's a cute name.
Look at Carmen's eyes. They're already starting to tear up. Uh-huh. Oh, my God. Don't cry, Ashley. Mommy, how come I never met Aunt Carmen? Because she's too afraid to come here and visit.
Yeah, because her bosses are jerks. Oh. They won't let her leave.
Oh. I'd like to point out it's not a plural word.
They won't let her go.
Mm-hmm. You should go.
Yes.
Why don't you take a whole week?
No.
Why?
I don't want to. I can't because of school.
You don't need that either.
Yeah.
Both are dead end.
How long were you planning on being gone for?
I was going to leave on a Thursday, and then I would be back.
So you'd miss Thursday, Friday? Or leave Thursday after the show?
Thursday after the show. So I'd miss Friday. And then Monday, we didn't have the show because it's Labor Day. Oh. And then I would miss Tuesday and Wednesday.
Whoa.
Well,
in Michigan.
Yeah.
What if while you were gone? So say is obviously we're joking. You're in no jeopardy of losing your job. But say while you were gone, okay, John Brennan drops the hammer and finally gets rid of that Bone Daily Rewind show.
Right.
And then and they're like, all right, hey, congratulations, Jared. You now work with Roger and JP. Mm-hmm. And Johnny and Mo are gone. And, well, it looks like that just leaves Heidi. You'd be like, oh! You'd flip out.
Why?
Because she's your arch enemy, and they're going to have to place her somewhere else. You happen to be out of town. You're going to think I planned it all.
Yeah.
Maybe you shouldn't go.
Yeah, I'm not planning
on going. Oh, my God. You really wouldn't go?
No.
If I were you, I'd be like, I'm going. Fire me if you want to.
No.
Holy cow.
Yep.
What are you going to do when there's no more cups to go drink? Carmen.
No, I just keep reusing this one.
Carmen.
I don't know.
Carmen.
What?
How could you seriously be crying?
Because this is annoying.
Oh,
you guys are so annoying.
How are you crying? We couldn't be more kidding. Do you realize how we'd be in so much trouble at HR if this was any of this was true? Yeah, we're totally kidding with you.
You're annoying. I don't know why you're trying to be mean to me and why you want to make me cry.
For the starter, you were the one who was mean first today.
It took you 5 days to make me cry this week. I just want to let you know because I
know. That's a new record. Yeah. Right? That's a new record.
That's a new state record. Friday.
I don't know why, but you...
What? I didn't want to make you cry.
Why are you being mean to me this week?
I looked over at you. First of all, you gave me karate arms before. Then I look over at you and you're texting.
Spanish is missing. I'm not texting anyone. I haven't texted anyone since the show even started. Thank you very much.
What did I do?
You left the show.
Well, I got to pull stuff.
Yeah. Oh, so it's okay for him to work on his show, but I can't even send a daily picture that I'm supposed to do?
It's an
email. You're not even talking to me. You're talking to Nervous Jared.
I talk to everybody.
No, you don't. That's
maybe
a lie.
If you're paying attention to me instead of your phone, you might be able to contribute something.
Contribute
to Jared.
What? You don't ever want me to talk.
When have I ever said you don't talk? Ever.
You've never said that, but you don't want me to.
I wouldn't even give you a microphone if I didn't want you to talk.
You even said last week when you were like talking about your old radio job. You're like, yeah, Carmen's kind of like me. She only talks when she's spoken to. She's like a good dog.
Who said that?
Who said that?
Oh, my God.
I love her. Yes. I'm telling you right now, I love my dogs very much.
Yeah, you'd be a really cute dog.
I gave my dog away in the first place.
I know.
Because a younger, hotter dog came along.
Carmen, this is ridiculous.
Yes, I know it is.
I'm going to go on record right now.
You're mean.
Look at me. I'm going on record. I'm going on record right now, so there's no... Like this is when you take a lie detector test, they make you answer some questions first so that they can judge your other answers against those, okay?
You like everyone else better than you like me.
Oh, my God. You think that's true?
Yes.
In what order? Give me the order in which you think I like the people in this building on a personal level.
No, just in this room.
In this room?
Yeah.
Okay, so give me the order in this room, including Jared.
Oh, okay. Well, you like Jared because he doesn't work with you, so he's never really disappointed you that much.
I've disappointed Mike a lot.
Shut up,
he
Jared.
He has disappointed you. Don't
ruin Jared's it. In here promoting a charity.
Night of Heroes.
Yeah.
Soldiers.
Yeah. Good grief.
Don't interrupt me. God. Jared first. No, I don't know.
No, Jared. Just among our show.
Whoa! Oh, come on.
I scared myself. I hit it by accident. I'm sorry.
Maybe find a better spot for that. I don't know. After four times, five times, maybe we have it mounted somewhere where he doesn't step on it every 3 seconds.
All right, come on. Back to the task at hand.
Okay, I would say you probably like... I don't know.
You clearly think you're at the bottom.
Yeah.
So then who would be above you?
Everyone.
No, wait, just above you in order from worst, you, to best.
Okay, so it goes me, worst, and then Rob because he hasn't been here as long.
Right.
And then Galvin because... He takes care of himself, and then Spanish.
He takes care of himself. I'm a big boy.
Yeah.
What do you mean he takes care of himself?
He takes care of himself. He doesn't need you, but he makes you better, in a sense.
Okay.
But you like Spanish the most because he needs you, and it makes you feel good about yourself that you can help him.
You are so wrong.
Yeah.
She is inside your mind.
Can I tell you my list of we're talking about
can
just...
Can you lie about it more?
No. Okay. We're talking about just personal feelings.
Right.
Right? Like, as a person. Okay. I don't know if I'm explaining that right.
Personal feelings as a person.
Spanish is last.
That's a lie.
I die in every fire scenario.
Listen,
I die first.
Spanish is the needy kid
that you love to take care of.
No, I'll take care of all of you.
Oh, you do? Because that's why you bought them like 20 shirts apiece, and it took you 3 years to buy me 2 bikinis for my birthday.
Oh, man.
I'll have you know your bikinis were worth 4 times what I paid for those shirts.
Okay, that's fine, but still 3 years to get that.
By the way,
Rob's been here for what? Almost a year?
He went
to go buy him a cell phone yesterday for his birthday?
Why was it your birthday?
Okay, so you bought me for the past 3 years, all you bought me were fifths of alcohol. That's what I got.
I know your role. Put the bikini on and get drunk, dummy.
Yeah.
That's all we need you for.
Yep.
By the way, he's known Ashley for a month and he's bought her 5 bikinis. I'd just like to point that out.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
So is that what I become? What kind of gifts I can give you? That's how you judge how much I like you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's obvious.
No. You want to know the truth? What? So I'm looking at these two pathetic souls that I have to stare at every day.
Right.
This one wears the same clothes 2 days in a row.
That's full time, and they can afford their own phone clothes.
Well, hold on a second. Okay. But this is not you or them. This is just, let's talk about them for a second.
Okay.
This one wears the same clothes 2 days in a row. And then when questioned on it, he has no answer other than the fact that he has no clothes. Okay?
But since then.
But wait. It's grossing me out. So I go to like a discount store and that I buy the t-shirts. Well, now I have the two of them are exactly the same size. I feel bad that I'm going to give one of them. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to buy a bunch and I'll let them split it up. And then I could turn it into kind of like a radio gimmick. And I think I may have spent $200 on all of that stuff.
Their shirts, spend $200?
Yeah.
I'm wearing one right now.
Yeah, you are. Thank you.
Discount store are you going to?
My shirt got ripped in half, if you remember correctly. So
you're the only one
catching abuse, Carmen.
I didn't even pay for that shirt. It was your brother's shirt, so you didn't even spend money on that
shirt.
What
does that have to do with anything? It was my shirt that I was wearing that I enjoyed, and I wanted to keep it, but I got it ripped up.
All right, so then I bought that. I have never gotten anything for Galvin.
Shotgun?
It was Christmas. He was on my Secret Santa.
It was Christmas.
Okay.
It was Secret Santa.
Yeah. Okay.
And then
John Brennan got a car.
you can't bring that into it.
Why?
John's been like my right hand man for 6 years.
Okay.
No, that's a long thing. Don't say it like I bought him a new Mercedes. I got him a 1985 Bronco.
All I said was you bought him a car. I didn't say anything about the style.
All right. This is true.
It is the car of his dreams.
Would you rather have had nice bikinis or an 85 Bronco? It was really like a 92, isn't it?
Right.
No, what would you rather have? Really?
No, I don't care. I'm just saying. I'm just pointing out facts. Here.
Now, and then when we got bikinis, we didn't go to like Target and buy bikinis. We went and bought nice ones.
Yeah, we did.
Because that's what you wanted.
Yeah.
All right.
No, that's what you wanted to buy me for the cruise.
Wait, what? Oh, you needed it for the cruise. That's right.
I needed it for the cruise, but you didn't buy me a birthday present, so that was your makeup for 5 months of missing my birthday.
Right.
But Rob's been here for less than a year, and you took him out to buy a cell phone yesterday.
I turned over a new leaf after you with the bikinis, and I've been good for everything ever since then.
So it was me. It was just like the redheaded stepchild.
Here's why.
By the way, speaking of needy, good grief.
But tell me this doesn't make sense, okay?
Okay.
So I bring in these two idiots' T-shirts. Because one of them just doesn't have any clothes nor any sense of style.
Right.
And then the other one just happen to be the same size.
But both can afford their own clothes.
Well, you know, one of them's raising a kid and the other one's
stupid.
No excuse.
Yeah. Still can afford their own clothes.
But the thing is, I could spend $200 and buy them a whole new wardrobe. I could buy you one shirt for $200. Like, where am I going to, like, all right. So anyway, my whole point is, if I go and I buy you stuff on a random basis, that's just creepy. You're a girl and you're young and everybody already thinks I want to bang you anyway. Now I'm going to be like, Carmen, I got you another gift today. Doesn't that seem a little bit odd?
Go put it on.
So I've just stuck
your
bikinis now.
Here's some more
booze. Right, okay.
Drink up and put this on.
I don't know what to get a girl. What? I can go get guy stuff, you know, on guys.
Right.
I've never gotten anything for Galvin.
Okay. And you got Ryan Hoppy shoes. You gave him a TV.
Well, no. Hold on.
What? That's all true.
I only got him shoes because how often do you see size 18 shoes? You know what I mean?
Clowns.
Right. Yeah.
Thanks, pimp.
Yeah.
Right. Doesn't even work for you. Wasn't even here for like 2 months. Bought him shoes and gave him a TV.
Carmen, he's a giant. He's going to die when he's like 30. Not a lot of monster stories around here.
You know that eventually they're going to send the army in after him.
Yeah. Right.
He's going to smash a building and we're going to be like, we can't do it. Yeah.
So I felt bad. I didn't say, hey, let's go out and buy Ryan shoes. We just happened to see size 18.
Right.
By the way, you haven't finished ranking from worst to best.
Who?
People.
In this room, personally.
Me or her?
You.
I finished.
Oh. Spanish is the worst. Then Galvin.
Oh, man.
Then Rob. And then you.
Like Rob more than me?
Like this. Oh, yeah.
Winner, chicken dinner.
Gross.
That is a lie.
That says more about you than it does me.
It is the truth. I don't ever hang out with Galvin, do I?
No.
Band practice.
Yeah, but that's work. We don't sit there and chat it up.
And he doesn't like that either, because most of the time I'm shaking my head. I'm going, that's not.
Yeah, playing it wrong.
I'm playing drums, and I could literally tell that that's not right.
Right. So, I see, I don't like Galvin. Spanish drives me crazy. Yeah.
Right. That's why he's coming to your son's birthday party on Saturday.
It's not his choice.
He's coming as a plus one.
Yeah.
Well, it's your house. You can tell him no.
Why? Here's the other thing.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing. If you work and you go to school and you work at Hooters.
Right.
Okay. So if I go to you, hey, Carmen, my son's having a birthday party on Saturday. Now, in my mind, you're like, oh, now I have to go to this kid's birthday party and have to buy this kid a stupid gift and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, who wants to do that? Do me a favor. Don't ever invite me to your kid's birthday parties. I don't want to go. Nobody. Okay. Anybody listening to the show, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't want to go. The only kid's birthday party that I've been invited to that I've ever gone to was Dom's kid's. And that's because Dom and I are good friends, and I get to hang out with him when I go, and that's it. But other than that, I don't want to go to any kid's birthday party. So I feel like everybody else feels the same way. I feel like you would have to go, well, now I have to go all the way out to Land O'Lakes.
Everyone's not heartless a-holes, okay? Some people like to hang out.
Just because I'm honest.
If you don't have a kid that's friends with that kid, you don't want to go to a kid's birthday party.
Yeah.
Unless you're Jared from Subway. That's the only...
Or Spanish.
Or Gene Simmons.
Why are you throwing me? I didn't say anything.
By the way, you came to my house for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah.
Now you know I like you.
After 3 years of being here.
Yeah, it took me a little warming up to you.
You invited Rob this year.
I did not.
4 months.
Did I invite you?
To Thanksgiving?
But you lived here alone with this kid and you didn't know anybody.
So did I.
You did not.
You lived with this kid?
Oh, that's weird.
Give him back.
So you were alone?
Yes. Who do you think I moved down here with?
I don't know. I don't pay attention. I don't know.
No.
I feel terrible now.
Yeah.
Why don't you ever...
Oh, man, here it comes again.
I'll be honest with you.
Here comes Friday.
These are the guilt tears.
I might start crying now. Carmen, I'm sorry. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, you're a jerk.
No, I'm not a jerk.
You're mean.
Who always gets you a birthday present?
Galvin.
That's right.
And they're awesome.
Yeah. Oh, really? And why do you think Galvin always has a birthday present? And why do you think they're awesome?
Well, obviously, his wife helped
Thank
him.
Thank you.
Hold on. I know your wife.
Just let you know, Carmen's birthday is this month, and I've been looking at this catalog, and I'm going to get it. Your wife loves that stuff.
Listen to me. A lot of times, my wife will be like, hey, I have this outfit or whatever that you can give to Carmen because she has a bunch of stuff. But I went out and bought her workout gear. I went out and bought her all this stuff. I bought her a lot of birthday presents. Occasionally, my wife will kick in something and be like, this would be cute for Carmen.
Yeah.
That's it. But every time, I'm coming through with a birthday present from me.
Well, that's why I dislike
and they're
you.
Awesome. And they're good presents. They're the best presents I've ever got.
Oh, really? All right.
Yeah. Like you said, you got me two, they weren't fists. They were half gals of vodka and two bikinis. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it.
Very
nice bikinis, though. They do look really good, actually.
I know they're right.
Yeah.
So they'll look better on Ashley.
I want to say, Mike, thanks for paying my rent this month. I really appreciate that.
Pile it on, Nervous Jared. Pile it on. All right, so basically what I've learned is I need to have a better relationship to Carmen. I need to treat her better.
Boo.
Carmen, listen to me.
What? By the way, can I real quick? This is the exact same speech that your daughter's going to give you. Because you like Joey better, and you put him in hockey.
Yeah.
And you said, I wanted to play piano. You said, no, we couldn't get a piano.
It will happen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No, you know she'll get a piano. listen to me. You know I'm 100% teasing you. Go to see your fan. Oh, my God. Mm. I'm going to buy you the plane ticket.
No.
No. Now if I buy you the plane ticket, you're going to be like, see, you forced me to go.
You made me leave so you could replace me.
I did not. I don't even know anybody named Ashley. We're joking with
That's
you.
That's a lie.
I'm sure I know some people named Ashley.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm saying there's nobody. If you left to go on vacation, we're not going to bring another girl in for 3 days.
That's a lie.
No, it's not. Why would I do that? I got a girl over here. Spanish will just answer the phone.
Thank you. And I've been working on my breasts lately, and they're really coming in quite nice.
They are.
Oh, man.
They're coming solid B cup now.
Thank you.
They went from an A.
All right. So go on your trip.
No.
Oh, man.
Not going.
I'm going to buy you the ticket. If you don't use it, then you're now you're just
We're going to have John Brennan suspend you for those days.
Oh, man.
So you have to
just
go.
For those days.
Yeah.
I'm staying here. I'm
you can stay here. That's fine.
I'm
but...
going to take over for Kayla.
No, you're not allowed in the building. You're suspended.
Oh, my God. Look at the phone lines. Mike Caldicciolo.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good morning.
Hi.
I have been listening to you guys since forever, and Mike, I absolutely love you. But why have we just spent 20 minutes play-stating Carmen?
So you say Carmen's being needy, and we're just trying to make...
And you're pulling right into it.
Why? She's making me feel bad. She's pointing out things that make me feel like less of a friend.
She shouldn't, because a job is a job, and I'm pretty sure her other job is in playing up to her needs. So let's cut it out. I mean, Nervous Jared was there to promote his event.
Yeah.
He completely kiboshed poor Nervous Jared.
Mm-hmm.
And we moved on to Carmen. So, I mean, if she is that needy, then maybe she should have a charity event of her own.
Whoa. Jared should have one for Carmen.
I was going to say, this is actually my charity event right now.
Oh my God.
Need to, you know.
So you don't think I'm being a terrible friend?
No, you're not, because my job doesn't play-state me like that. I either go to work and get a paycheck, or I don't. They're not handing me bikinis and T-shirts and fifth of alcohol just because I show up.
Or phones or shotguns or anything else, or cars.
Yeah, let's take cars. Like, I'm buying cars for everybody.
But get a car.
Listen, though, what if at your job everybody else was getting presents except you? Wouldn't you feel a little bit weird about that?
Well, that's not the case either.
Yeah, I didn't get anything yesterday.
you need to earn your way. I mean, seriously, you're answering phones, and it's just you already.
You really think that's the only thing I do is answer phones? Do you not know that I get? You don't know that I get. I'm the person that gets here the earliest because I go on at 5:30, and then I have to be on until 11, and then I have to go to work at 11:30.
That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, you are ridiculous.
No, you're being ridiculous.
No, you're being ridiculous. I can be emotional. I'm a female. I have hormones. So do you. You've had a breakdown as well.
You guys should probably kiss.
Supervisor begging for things.
I'm not begging for anything. I'm explaining how I
you
feel.
Really are,
I'm expressing.
This is a very level-headed woman that she's bringing up a good argument.
No, she's not. I'm expressing my feelings in the way I feel. I feel like I'm being mistreated, and I feel like I'm the low man, and Mike likes everyone else better than me. That's how I feel right now. So I'm expressing that, and I'm giving.
But every time you express it, the show comes to a halt, and Mike caters to you.
Well, I'm sorry, but he's the one who was pointing out that I was sending emails. I was actually doing my job, and he points out, why are you on the phone? Who are you texting? What are you doing?
But then you went to the 10th degree with it, and you started
because he asked me. That's my job. I was explaining myself because he asked me to. That's my job.
Carmen, you're an awesome, let me tell you, you're an awesome chick.
Well, you're not.
Be nice.
No, I do not want to. You're mean. You have no reason to call up and be hateful. I'm emotional.
She's not being hateful. She's being honest.
Yes, she is.
You just said you're awesome, and that's how you respond. Maybe karma's treating you the way you should be treated then.
All right.
Hey, listen, ma'am, let me tell you, I think she's, I apologize on her behalf. I think she's having just a bad morning today, and you bring up some very valid points, and I appreciate your phone call.
No, you don't.
I do. I appreciate it. Thank you, Punk.
Real quick, though, you're the one who gets here the earliest?
Yeah. On most days.
Mike Caldicciolo.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Mike Calder.
Hi, sir.
Hey, I'm with the last lady, other than the fact that I don't think she's awesome. It's kind of mind-blowing that for the last 30 minutes, it's just been whining. Like,
has
how
it been
you
30
not
minutes?
Slam your face on the desk repeatedly.
Because she's making me feel bad. Like, I'm thinking about it. I'm like, maybe I haven't been nice to her. Maybe I'm treating the other people differently.
Like,
no, I'm not going to pay her. I'm just saying maybe I should... what I'm saying is maybe I'm not treating her as equal as the rest of them. That's what I'm saying.
Is that part of the job description? To like kiss the ass of every employee in the office?
I wouldn't say kiss her ass.
I mean,
kiss her ass?
No, I'm saying I kiss your ass.
You should. Yeah. I either have to stop buying birthday presents or keep them all in the sale. Like, everybody gets a gift card.
Thanks, Carmen. Now nobody gets presents.
You've ruined Christmas.
Well, Rob, good luck getting that phone.
My rent is due next month.
Send an email. That's all I was doing.
Mike Caldicciolo.
At least you have a phone.
Hello.
I paid for it.
No, that was you, sir. Hello. Mike Caldicciolo.
Hello.
Hi.
Unlike the last girl, you guys are totally ragging on Carmen. And, you know, she wanted to just type her email, send an editor picture. And then, you know, and about the crying, you guys, we cook people. She hasn't cooked anybody yet, but we have the ability, you know, 9 months. We cook people. It causes a lot of stuff in there. I don't know.
Like, she's not pregnant.
I'm not on birth control. My hormones are crazy.
Neither am I.
Yeah, me neither.
But you don't have to balance yours out.
Right. You guys don't cook people. You deposit your deposit, and then you're gone.
Oh, don't you belittle our role in the human species.
Yeah, get pregnant by yourself.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah.
I'm going with that one, lady.
By the way, you cook meth, not babies. Thank you,
Smokey. Stop cooking babies.
All right, Carmen, I'm going to take one more phone call at random live. Hi, Mike Caldicciolo.
Hi, this is Michael. Listen, I'm a licensed therapist, and I just want to say just a couple of things to Carmen.
First of all, hold on. Are you really a licensed therapist?
Yes, I'm not joking about that.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Listen, Carmen, you're a wonderful person. Just remember that. However, the comedy of the show is made by with the mistakes you make is part of the comedy of the show. Now, you may feel like a punching bag sometimes. However, that's where the comedy comes from.
You're the worst therapist ever.
Yeah, right. Like,
I just killed myself.
You don't think I know that? Like,
if I was on your couch, I'd fall asleep. Mike Caldicciolo.
Hey, Carmen's a bitch and she's whiny. Get rid of her.
Oh, wow. That guy would be a good therapist. straight to the point.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.